How am I coping these days? How are you are feeling today?
I'm feeling okay, but I feel that my mood is slowly changing because of being in so much. So I'm making an attempt of going out more often.
Thank you very much, Lena. How about you, Jennifer? How are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling pretty good despite everything going on. I've been going out on my bike rides in the morning, so that helps. And the Zoom sessions with UpHouse really keep me connected, I find. And some days I feel even more connected than usual, which is kind of a bit strange, but that's how I'm feeling.
Thank you. How about you, Heidi?
I'm going out every day, and I'm feeling okay, except that I had a lot of problems with the Zoom. I have a hard time understanding you because there's noises. I don't know.
Oh, you mean the Zoom audio? It's hard to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi. Right. So who's next? Lisa, would you like to share how you're feeling these days?
I'm feeling fine, but I do have, I have to admit, I have my ups and my downs. And my walks do me a lot of good. So I like to take a fresh air and go for my walks and just clear my mind. That helps me a lot.
Thank you. Right. Now, Grant, do you want to share how you're feeling?
Sure. Today I'm feeling wonderful. I've been thinking about the topic, and I find that I'm taking this opportunity in the new normal to exercise and train my mind. You know, Mr. Silverberg has an expression that UpHouse is a gymnasium for the mind. Well, working on training the mind to motivate, to get up in the morning, go for a walk for me, and do certain routine things makes me feel good. Even if when I'm getting up and saying, I really don't feel like going for a walk to myself, I talk myself into training my mind to say, forget it, just walk, and then worry about it afterwards. And 9 out of 10 times, I feel better for having gone for a walk. Get the cobwebs out of the head. Breathe some fresh air. So today I'm feeling wonderful.
Thank you, Greg. Now, Martha, do you want to share how you're feeling?
I'm feeling great. I've been feeling a lot better these days since we started the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a little bit relaxed and I'm enjoying myself at home, doing all sorts of things, crossword puzzles and those finding those red more, what you call them, I don't know. Sometimes I play Scrabble with my son. So I'm feeling great lately.
Great. So everybody so far are pretty well, I think. Okay, that's something. That's great. So I can be a shit disturber, or should I not say the word? So I was expecting to hear something like, I'm feeling sometimes anxious, or I'm bored, I'm frustrated, I feel lonely, I'm afraid, and stuff like that. But I didn't hear any of those. I think you guys are probably controlling that by doing a lot of things. So what do you do? Some people already shared, but what do you do to keep your routine? Who would like to start? Let's say, Lena, do you do something to keep routine?
Well, I basically start off my day with breakfast, and after breakfast, I shower, and then I go out for a walk if it's nice out, and I organize my day to see exactly how I'm going to spend it. So I try to structure it.
Okay, thank you. Grant, do you have something like that, like Lena said?
I don't make any formal plans,
mm-hmm.
but looking back in hindsight, I have been working a kind of a routine. I get up very early. It's my time. It's so peaceful outside. And I walk, just meander, breathe fresh air. And then make phone calls at around 9 o'clock. Most people in my family are up, and just connect. You know, you mentioned something interesting in the book about times when people do feel anxious, and I like to be prepared. And I did a little telephone research and found a phone number for Info Sociale. And in case people are in a anxious, needing to talk mode, there is psychosocial help out there. And if you'd like, I can share the number. It's the Quebec government number. And it guides you through push one, push two, push three. And you can get to an Info Sociale professional.
Okay, that's great.
So basically, basically the number is 514. Mm-hmm. 644-4545. For me, it's I haven't used it, but it was good to research it and you know, put it in a file, put it in a drawer.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Grant. All right. So going back to routine, who keeps routine? Maybe Heidi can go about your routine.
I get up in the morning and I have my breakfast. And then I do my devotion, which takes me about an hour. Mm-hmm. And then I go out for a walk, and it does me a lot of good. Sometimes I do feel lonely, and sometimes I do feel frustrated because it's taking so long.
Thank you for sharing that, Heidi. So who hasn't talked about routine? Is there anybody else who does different routine?
I don't have a routine. I just go by day.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother you? You have something to do one after another?
Yes, I always find something to do, but I don't plan that this is what I'm going to do. I just do it.
Okay. I think, yeah, people are different. So there are the ways that works for you that's the best. Yeah. Now I think we want to move on to exercise and entertainment. Well, maybe they're two different things, but who likes to do exercise? I think everybody sort of said going for a walk. Jennifer, would you like to talk about your exercise?
Sure. For me, I really enjoy exercise. I do biking in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's raining, for example, outside, then I don't bike. I go for a walk.
Okay.
Which is nice. Mm-hmm. And so I try to keep myself active. I find that really helps.
Yeah, that's good. Can you say, yes, I do, if you are a walking person? I want to hear your voice.
Yes,
I'm a walking person.
All right, I think it's about everybody. And Jennifer, you walk as well when it's rainy. So yes, walkers, what do you do if it's rainy?
I stay home. I don't go out in the rain.
Okay, do you have any plan B of your exercise for the rainy day?
I stay home. I try to keep busy with watching TV, doing my housework, reading a little bit. So that's what I do on rainy days.
Okay, so you entertain yourself.
I try to entertain, to keep busy.
Okay, let's talk about entertainment. Who hasn't talked too much? Martha?
I watch TV a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I do for entertainment, or maybe just talk on the phone with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Entertain and connect with others. So it's an overlap. Yeah. Who connect with family members and friends on the phone on a daily basis? Say yes.
I do every day.
Yeah, I do as well every day.
Great.
Every day for a couple of minutes, I talk to my sister, to my niece, my nephew, and a couple of close girlfriends.
Very well. Heidi, do you call your friends, dude? Heidi?
Yes?
Do you call your friends and people who you know on a daily basis?
I call my friends, and I watch Netflix sometimes, and I do solitaire on the computer.
Grant, you call your family as well, right?
I do. We keep in touch. I touch base with everybody, and it makes me feel good. And that's my connecting activity. I heard a very interesting saying that applies to me, because sometimes no one's perfect, and sometimes walking or on an errand or something, I run into very anxious, miserable people. Happens. And the saying was great. I wanted to share it. It said, don't let miserable people make you miserable. I thought it was beautiful, because if you buy into their negative energy, it's just bringing you down. I'm using this in a personal sense, me. And it works for me. When I can do it, I do it.
Right. Grant brought up something very interesting, and I think it touches every single person, because sometimes you wake up in the morning and you're not that motivated, or somebody says something on the news, or you know, you just happen to hear someone saying such a thing, and then you're feeling you are being affected. How do you recover from that kind of feeling to motivate yourself? So, Jennifer.
Well, maybe I'll drink a cup of coffee to make me feel better. I don't know.
Oh, physically you make, that's a good idea. Yeah. Okay. So, Lina, do you want to share how you motivate yourself?
Well, I motivate myself by thinking about breakfast, and then I move on to, I have to talk to myself, I must admit, at times to get going. But generally speaking, it's not too bad in terms of motivation.
Lisa, do you want to share how you motivate yourself?
Sure. I wake up not too early in the morning, but I like to start my day by having breakfast and opening the TV and see what's going on with the news, and try to keep busy around the house. And I keep motivating myself by thinking about tomorrow is going to be a better day.
Okay, so you're talking to yourself to encourage yourself.
Yes.
That's good. Right. Martha, do you want to share how to motivate yourself?
I listen to nice music, and sometimes I meditate.
Ah, I see.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Heidi, do you have any tip for motivation for yourself?
My main thing is that I live day by day, and I know that I can one day, and that's it.
Okay.
The best way I find to motivate myself is to stay in the moment. Easy to say, hard to do, challenging, but I get very overwhelmed when I start hearing forecasts that go too far ahead for my brain to handle. I concentrate on my breathing and be still and stay in the moment. Usually that involves going outside, rain or shine, and just changing the scenery a little bit.
So I think everybody has a good way to motivate and stay positive. Now, we would like to move on to the last part of it. Do you have any suggestions to other members how to survive this period?
I don't really have anything particular to say about motivating others, but I motivate myself in doing the things I like. That helps me to get through the day.
Well, I like what Heidi said, that we need to find things that we enjoy doing. So for me, it would be exercise and just keeping busy. And having a routine, I think, is very important, though sometimes it can be a bit difficult and challenging. And keeping connected with the people that we know, that always helps.
And also these meetings are another thing that I look forward to. So that makes me survive the day. I try to, in terms of motivating myself to get going in the morning, I look forward to the meeting at 1 o'clock. So that's very helpful. And I also like to go outside. So if you're in a position where you can go outside, it's a huge, I find, plus in terms of your survival.
I'm using this time to train my mind. And I've set my standards pretty high as far as, well, we use the words cope, survive. We rarely use the word thrive, but if I set my goals on thriving and I go a notch down or two notches down and I'm just managing and coping, it's wonderful too. And it's a very, very big job. I don't get it right all the time, hardly, but I'm trying to train my mind to look forward to things, to be positive, and to stay in the moment.
From listening to you all, what you do while you are isolated actually has a lot to do with what you usually do, right? So you stay being you.
Stay being you? Yeah, I think that's an important element in keeping well and also positive. Because if you're doing things that you enjoy, whether it's writing or whatever, it makes a huge difference in how you deal with your day and also look forward to the next day because you had a good day.
Now, I have another question. Are you being kind to yourselves?
Well, I try to be kind to myself.
Yes, I'm kind to myself. I enjoy being home. I don't mind being home alone, but not like 100% of the time. But I do enjoy my space. I do enjoy my house. I do enjoy staying home. I like my home, and I'm making the best of it.
Yes, I'm being kind to myself, especially now that I have time to think about a lot of things. I mean, I'm so relaxed. So I don't have to worry about getting up early and going somewhere or doing other things, stuff that I used to run around doing. So I have time to myself.
And if I'm having problems, I just think that it's just one day and tomorrow will be another day, and I look at it the next day.
Mm-hmm. Grant, are you being kind to yourself as well as having high standard?
I'm being kind to myself except when I'm beating myself up.
Uh-huh.
And I've come to laugh at that. And, you know, part of today's being kind to myself, treating myself, is attending this virtual meeting. It really is a highlight. And I'm grateful that you're all here on the line. Kind to myself is doing things that I enjoy and that are good for me and have an after effect. And these meetings certainly do. They last further than when we say goodbye.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice. Thank you very much.
Nice.
So, I think that today's episode, we conclude with everybody's positive notes. And thank you very much for your participation.
Hello, my name is Bob Cox. You're listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.